This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, the 1st of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is pleasant today. Jerusalem enjoys mild temperatures with a gentle breeze. Tel Aviv is sunny, perfect for a stroll along the beach. Haifa experiences a bit of cloud cover, but it's still a lovely day to be outside. As evening approaches, expect a warm night ahead. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports just in that the IDF home front has upgraded security guidelines to yellow for northern border towns with Lebanon after recent attacks. Also earlier today, JNS informed us that the IDF intercepted 4 Hezbollah drones and struck multiple terror targets in Lebanon. Also this hour, Walla reports that Israel will prosecute leaders of a flotilla attempting to breach the Gaza maritime blockade following a coordinated effort with Greece. Separately, Ynet reveals that despite threats, Iran has sent a revised ceasefire proposal to the US via Pakistan, even as tensions remain high. And finally, Axios notes that Trump has announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, a move with potential political implications for Netanyahu. Here's what people are saying online. Dan Linnaeus wrote just minutes ago about the growing resignation and fear among Jewish communities worldwide amidst ongoing tensions. Yoni Mishani posted a short time ago highlighting disparities in the treatment of expatriates from different countries compared to Jews linked to Israeli government actions. From Middle East_24, posting just now, disturbing reports have emerged of systemic abuse against women in Gaza by Hamas, challenging the group's moral image. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the situation on the northern border. The Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF's decision to raise the security level follows injuries from Hezbollah attacks and ongoing drone threats. This move aims to enhance civilian safety and readiness in the region. Turning to Lebanon, JNS details the IDF's successful interception of 4 Hezbollah drones earlier today. This operation marks an escalation in military actions as Israel targets various terror sites in response to ongoing threats. The situation remains tense as regional stability hangs in the balance. Meanwhile, Walla reports that Israel, in coordination with Greece, plans to put flotilla activists on trial for attempting to breach the Gaza blockade. This legal action underscores Israel's firm stance on maintaining its maritime restrictions, despite international criticism. In another development, Ynet reveals that Iran has sent a new ceasefire proposal to the US via Pakistan. This comes amid Tehran's public opposition to US presence in the Persian Gulf. The proposal's details remain undisclosed, but it signals a potential diplomatic opening. Finally, Axios highlights a politically sensitive move by Trump, announcing a ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This development could influence regional diplomacy and Netanyahu's position, as it might facilitate broader peace talks involving Iran. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that Teva Pharmaceutical has announced a major acquisition, buying Emalex Biosciences for about $900 million. This deal aims to expand Teva's portfolio with a promising treatment for Tourette syndrome in children. Separately, Israel Hayom Business adds that this acquisition reflects Teva's strategic bet on innovative treatments. The company hopes to enhance its market position with this significant investment. And finally, CTEC confirms that Teva's acquisition of Emalex supports its Beyond Growth strategy. This move strengthens its pipeline with new therapies, potentially benefiting patients worldwide. That's your Israel 18 News update for afternoon. We'll be back with more at 6 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.